Hello, I'm Jennifer Kaplan with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General. I'm here with Eric Jackson, the auditor in charge for our ongoing review examining whether the EPA has completed required background investigations for contractor personnel who have privileged access to the agency's information systems. Welcome, Eric.
Hi, Jennifer.
First off, it's not usual for the OIG to issue a public report while an audit is still in progress. Why are we doing it?
Well, an interim report called a management alert is issued under special circumstances. In this case, the audit team has determined that although we're still reviewing this topic, management action is needed right away to correct issues presenting serious risks.
Thank you, Eric. Let's dive right into the problem. What did your team find that you were bringing to the attention of EPA management?
We found essentially that the EPA has been granting contractors privileged access to its information systems without first conducting required high-level background investigations, allowing unvetted individuals access to the agency computer network and sensitive data greatly increased the EPA's vulnerability for a cyber attack.
Who at the EPA is responsible for these background investigations?
The EPA Office of Environmental Information oversees the Agency Information Security Program. That office is responsible for developing agency-wide information security policies and procedures. Responsibility for background investigation is more complicated to explain. The Agency Personnel Security Branch, which is part of the Office of Administration and Resource Management, is supposed to work with contracting officer representatives in each of the EPA's program and regional office. Additionally, employees are charged with reviews and approvals.
That's helpful background, Eric. What should be happening with background investigations?
The Office of Management and Budget has directed federal agencies to implement controls policy to ensure that the appropriate level of background investigation is conducted to protect information and information systems. The Office of Personnel Management has established guidelines for federal agencies regarding background investigations, and the EPA has written procedures requiring contractors to undergo background screening to confirm favorable background investigations equivalent to position sensitivity level. EPA procedures also require that risk designation be assigned to contractors in information management and information technology related positions.
Okay, it sounds as if requirements for background investigations of information system contractors have been well thought out. Where's the breakdown in the process?
Well, there are a number of issues. The OIG audit team found systemic problems relating to how EPA offices are interpreting and implementing background screening requirements. We looked at a sample of 9 contractors. Not one of them possessed the minimum tier 4. That's high risk, non-sensitive background investigation required by the agency own procedures.
Can you be specific about some of the risk factors the team identified?
Yes, I can. Our review has noted the following control weaknesses. As I mentioned, the EPA has not initiated required background investigations for contractors in high-risk positions. The EPA has not identified all high-risk information technology positions. The EPA has not assigned a risk determination for information system contractors. EPA system owners, service managers, and contracting officers representatives have not verified whether contractors possess the required background investigation. The EPA internal website do not specify the requirement for contractors with privileged access to have a Tier 4 background investigation. And the EPA does not have an accurate number of information system contractors required to have a Tier 4 background investigation.
All in all, I think I'm hearing that not only hasn't the EPA conducted required background investigations for contractors with privileged access to EPA systems, the agency didn't identify all positions requiring investigations, determine their relative risk, or adequately communicate these requirements to employees who need to be aware of them.
That's correct, Jennifer.
So what did the audit team recommend to the agency?
We made one recommendation to the EPA Assistant Administrator for Environmental Information, who also serves as the Chief Information Officer, and to the Assistant Administrator for Administration and Resource Management. That recommendation is to implement controls over the agency personnel screening practices for initiating required high-level background investigations for contractors with privileged access to agency network, information system, and data. However, our single recommendation calls for improvements in four areas. Those are the agency checklist for designating the risks of each position, communication among agency personnel overseeing the verification and review of background investigation, internal website information on required background investigation by position and risk designations, and verification of the accuracy of the data in EPA's official personnel security system, which house background investigation information.
How did EPA officials respond to the Office of Inspector General's input?
EPA management agreed with our findings and recommendation.
That's good. So what will happen next?
It's up to agency management to follow through with corrective actions. The Office of Inspector General, meanwhile, will continue looking at the general topic of whether the EPA completed required background investigations for contractor personnel with privileged access to EPA information and systems. At the conclusion of our audit, we will issue another public report.
Thank you, Eric, for taking the time to explain the OIG's management alert.
It was my pleasure, Jennifer.
To read this report and view other Office of Inspector General work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG, and be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPAOIG.